The European Union delegation led by High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Catherine Ashton is in Islamabad. The EU delegation announced strategic dialogue to bring the ailing economy of Pakistan back on track. The EU is Islamabad's largest trading partner with €8.3 billion bilateral trade. Islamabad also receives financial aid from Brussels.
We have a loss of, an economic loss of close to $70 billion, that we have lost 30,000 civilians to the bomb attacks and to the firing of extremists and militants inside Pakistan territory, that we have lost 6,000 troops. That if we recognize all these great sacrifices that Pakistan has been making, some willingly, some unwillingly, then the only thing that we expect of the world is to recognize this by giving us preferential market access.
We want to work for the long term. We want to support your economy, to consolidate your democracy, and to play a constructive role with you in this region. The opportunities provided by these new trade preferences is beyond the amount, but indeed to what it can offer in terms of job creation and the capacity to be able to then use that to trade elsewhere.
The strategic dialogue with the European Union has come at a critical time when Pakistan's economy is struggling hard to survive against heavy odds.
The economy of Pakistan is in shambles. There are economic problems which are of serious nature. There are problems of balance of payments, that forex is under pressure. So with enhanced trade and enhanced partnership with European Union, It's not only in the benefit of the European Union, but Pakistan and the people of Pakistan, they will benefit equally with this partnership.
The strategic dialogue is not entirely free of politics in the region. Islamabad and Brussels announced to support reconciliation process to facilitate the exit of US-led forces from Afghanistan.
The European Union is expanding the leverage of its influence on Pakistan through aid and trade. Pakistan is believed to be a key player in Afghan endgame, and that is why analysts point out that EU wants to keep Islamabad engaged in securing its cooperation in ongoing peace process with the Taliban to facilitate the withdrawal of most of US-led forces from Afghanistan by 2014.
Islamabad reportedly played an important role in facilitating negotiations between the Taliban and the US in Qatar last year. However, the Taliban suspended the talks with the Pentagon in protest against the burning of copies of Holy Quran by American troops early this year. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.